Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
Oh, my God. Wow. Dovey pulling up an old jam, huh? Well, all right, BT and Sal back on The Fan. You know, there's other music that I prefer from a baseball perspective, but this is an amazing accomplishment, and let's face it. I mean, this guy's he's a staple in New York. I mean, New York sports, he has been on the scene forever. He's as good as they come. He doesn't pursue the spotlight, but it found him last night. It found them last night as we found out that Chris Majakowski produced and engineered his 5,000th consecutive game for the Mets, which means, you know, no pneumonia, or if you have it, you're still going to grind it and go to work. No weddings or nothing. I mean, there's a game. Madge is in the house, and he's with me, and I've known him for a long time, so I wanted to pop him on the air today. Chris, what's going on, buddy? Welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Good, BT. How are you?
Awesome. First of all, congratulations. Now,
did
what
St. John's sign anyone today?
No, but they spent about $2 million the other day just to get one player. Oh, they crushed it, man. And listen, you referenced the St. John's because you and I have done a lot of games together, but you cut your teeth. You started. What was that? So that was 93. When did you get out of Fordham?
In 89.
All right, so you get out of Fordham in 89. Now, you know, whether it's on the air like me or behind the scenes like you, it's hard to break into the industry, especially in New York, which is why I had to travel around the country, you know, and learn my trade a little bit. How did you get connected with The Fan? And like, it took a couple of years. How did you get the job that you got?
I started working with a company, JBF Remote Service. It was Joel Blumberg and Brian Ferguson. You might remember Brian from the Yankees radio. And Joel had done stuff all around town and all that. And unfortunately, both are passed at this point. But I started working with them. I was working primarily just visiting shows. I worked with Harry Callis and Harry Carey at Shea when the Phillies and the Cubs came in.
Wow.
So that's how I got started, again, with the visiting teams.
Yep.
And then I got in at the Garden because Brian would take off for spring training with the Yankees, and they eased me in there to do some of the Knicks and Rangers stuff.
Okay. By the way, Chris, similar time frame? You're talking mid-90s with Riley
yes,
and
early
the Rangers?
90s. Early 90s.
Oh, early 90s. Go ahead.
Early 90s.
Yep.
You know, 90, 91, 92.
Okay.
And from working some of those games that were on Fan at the time, I got to know Eric Spitz.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love Spitzy.
And then, as we say, one thing led to another.
Yeah.
And eventually I slid into the Mets job in May of 93.
Okay. So, you know, you've had some amazing moments here. You know, a couple of the World Series with the Mets and, you know, a lot of tough seasons, as we know. Do you almost become desensitized to the tough seasons? Because the one thing, like, you're at, I see you at the Garden. I see for St. John's, I see you in Queens, you do the Knicks, you do the Rangers, you do football, you do the Mets, obviously. Like, do you ever just get tired of sports?
That is a very good question that we can all ask ourselves.
Honestly,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and yes, in working in the business, do you become a little bit desensitized to it? Especially in my case, where I'm sitting in the back of the booth, so if something big does happen, I can't exactly be hollering out and all that, and I got to make sure that I don't blow the mix on the board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I've got to be
yeah.
paying attention to that. when, just off baseball for a second, but I was mixing the show when the Giants beat the Patriots on the Manning's pass to Plaxico.
Wow.
And as that's happening, my thought isn't the Giants might win the Super Bowl here. My first thought was, don't screw up the mix on this because it's going to be on NFL films forever if they score.
Yeah, man.
So that's going through my mind sometimes more so than what's going out on the field.
Wow. So, okay, was Murph the first radio voice that you really worked with? Was it Bob Murphy?
Well, in the Mets booth, Murph and Gary. But like I said, I had worked with Harry Callis.
Yep.
And Harry Carey used to do some innings on the Cubs broadcast. So when they came into Shea, I had to go downstairs with the tape recorder, give Harry Carey a mic while he interviewed the manager, while running a stopwatch and signaling him with my fingers, okay, you've done 1 minute, two, three, four, and then he knew he had a wrap-up.
Yep, yep.
So
wow.
That was like one of my first gigs, one of my first assignments when I started to get into this business.
How was Murphy? I mean, his voice is legendary, you know, just the old-timer. What was Murph like back in the day?
Oh, Murph, you know, old-timer. That's exactly, you know, that's exactly it, you know. And he and Gary had their moments, certainly, in the booth. But the old-time, you know, we're just doing the ball game here. And but Murph was always very good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Dave DeAngelis, I think Dove might have mentioned his name, had left, and the first year in '93 they had someone else engineering the games, and it was a little bit rocky. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Come back from the All-Star break off the road. And I met Joy Murphy, Bob's wife, for the first time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And Murph introduces me to Joy, and she said, I just want to thank you so much. I said, why? He said, Bob is so much calmer when he gets home from the ballpark every night.
Okay, that's a good compliment for you. Yeah. All right. Who tagged you the immortal one? Was that Howie?
That was Gary.
Oh, it was Gary.
That was the work of Gary Cohen.
And when did that start? How long ago? What was the first time he dropped it?
Well, I mean, Gary was, you know, I worked with him from 93 until he moved over to SNY in 05.
Yeah.
I also did the St. John's games
with Gary.
Gary
and Eddie Coleman.
Yes.
Eddie C. They were good together.
Yes.
I liked them together. Yeah. They're better than me and Mink.
No one's better than you and Mink. Bingo. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. But Eddie was great because at that time we were also doing a visiting opponents interview on the pregame show.
Oh, God, yeah.
And Eddie would stroll in at, you know, let's say we have an 8 o'clock tip against UConn.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie would stroll in a little bit after 7. I said, hey, I'll be right back. He would just go down. He'd get Jim Calhoun and come back and have the interview with Ed. 45 minutes before the game. You're going to get Calhoun. Oh, I'll be right back.
Man.
And so, here comes Eddie C. with the Calhoun interview.
He got the job done, as he always did. We're talking to Chris Majakowski, the immortal one. Madge, you guys have heard the name forever. He's been a part of the scene forever. 5,000 straight Met games, and I'm happy you had your moment last night on the big board. Now, when you do that many games, invariably along the way, Chris, you're missing some family commitments. You're missing a wedding. You're missing a birthday. You're missing an anniversary. How tough has that been for you?
God. You know, there have been times when I should have been elsewhere, but we couldn't disrupt the streak. And you know, we've worked around it. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. So you were, I think you did a lot of Mike and Mad Dog remotes, no?
Yes.
All right, so what was the first time you got hooked up with them?
Oh, I don't remember.
About?
Because they, once I started with them, both they used to come out, you know, and might be out on opening day. Definitely once Mets Yankees started, they were always at the ballpark for that.
Oh, yeah. Fenway, they'd go up to Fenway for sure.
Yeah. I would go up during the postseason when they started in 96 and started in those runs.
Yeah. What about Bar A? What about the beat stuff? Would you do the beat show?
No, I never did the beat. I always did Radio Row with them.
Yep. I used to see it at the Super Bowl. I got you. I knew that. Yeah.
So Radio Rows, definitely, you know, Yankees postseason, and when Chernoff would call me and say, oh, you know, the Mets are done, so you're not doing anything. Can you go up to the Bronx and help out Mike and the dog?
Sure, yeah,
not a problem.
So the mics are off, right? And Mike and Chris go to break. Are you having conversations with them? You know, are they talking to each other? Like, were you with them during their good period or their bad period?
Both.
Oh. Okay. You got any stories?
Nothing I want to say right now.
You can tell me on the road with St. John. So speaking of the road, so you start in 93. You know, it's just a different civilization. It's a different culture. Guys are going out. They're spending all, you know, who knows what they're doing. You know, drinking. The modern athlete is just very aware of being filmed, and I think also more in tune with his body. I mean, what are these road trips like now compared to probably the circus that it was back in the day?
Well, I mean, look, I'm at an age where I'm not going out that much myself now on the road, so I can't really speak to what they may be doing. But, yes, back in the day, you know, again, Eddie Coleman was doing Mets pre and post and all, and we'd be out there, and we'd be out on, you know, Rush Street in Chicago, and, you know, some members of the bullpen might be in the back of the lodge, and we might have a couple, you know, and just be hanging out and all that.
All right, man, we'll let you run, but do you remember the game, and I got a little trouble for this, but it's long enough where I can say it. I don't know how to, I basically lost my mind at the end of the St. John Seton Hall game. Like, they were just when they were terrible, and they had that conference losing streak, like 30 games. Do you remember that? Like, vaguely? I know you do so
vaguely.
Much. Okay.
Yes.
And
yes,
I think they busted.
You've had a couple of those episodes.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Over the years.
All right, buddy.
But that's all in the past now.
Yeah, the good times roll, Leo. And I think St. John's was up. And it was the first Big East game of the year. And the focus was like, come on, guys, can you please end the streak? Just have a good season here. I think it was early in Norm's regime, whatever. And, like, they blew this lead, and I just went bonkers. And, like, I heard, like, some of the priests weren't thrilled that they were listening back at the rectory at school. Do you remember that story?
Yes. It rings a bell.
Man. Well, listen, man, I don't know if you got 5,000 more St. John's games in you, but wherever the finish line is, whenever you get there, and I know it is down the road, it is going to be a rest well-deserved. An Iron Man, a good guy. A humble guy, and really, dude, I say this, I'm not going to name names, I wouldn't do that, but like when I pull up to the Garden and you're not there, I'm like, we'll get the job done, it'll still be good, but Madge is in here, it never quite feels the same, so that's the highest compliment that I could give you, buddy.
Hey, BT, thank you so much, my friend.
You got it, the immortal one. Madge, 5,000 games? Oh my goodness. So let me see. Can you pull up? I know we got a break. Can you pull up, if you can beat me to it, the Mets year by year record
I want to see, what was their record in 93? That, you're starting to get into some weird times there. Obviously, the 86, the 88 season. Now you start bringing in some of these players like the Colemans and the Saberhagens. I mean, it was a mess for a while. Hundley playing the outfield. All right, let me see. I actually got it. All right, so Mad starts in 1993. And the New York Mets were 59-103. Good season in Queens. God, they were just wretched. I didn't realize they were quite that bad. 59-103, my God. The year before he joined, they were 72-90. 94 was the condensed season, clearly, so they won't really count that. Then in 95, they were 69-75. Then they were 71-91. And then they start ticking up a little bit, obviously, with the 97. Yeah, all right. 98, 99, obviously a really good year. Lost the NLCS. So it did not start well for Madge. Hopefully it finishes well for Madge. Unless, of course, they play the Yankees in the World Series.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.